On Sunday, January 26, a DEA raid occurred at a warehouse in Adams County, resulting in the detention of 49 individuals. None of those detained currently face criminal charges. The raid targeted an invite-only party, supposedly attended by members and associates of the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua. Of the individuals detained, 41 were reportedly undocumented immigrants. It was unknown as of February 7 whether or not those 41 individuals have been or will be deported. The Adams County District Attorney's Office reported that no local or federal agencies have submitted a report regarding the operation for review, which means prosecutors do not have grounds to file charges at this time. According to Chris Hopper, the public information officer for the office, the DA's office was not notified about the raid before, during, or after it occurred. DEA Special Agent in Charge Jonathan Pullen stated that the absence of charges may be due to the rapid unfolding of the operation. He explained that while drugs and weapons were present, they fell to the ground when the lights were turned on, complicating the ability to prove possession. Following the DEA raid, federal operations in the Denver area intensified. Several agencies have been assisting the Department of Homeland Security with immigration enforcement at multiple locations, including the Edge of Lowry Complex in Aurora. The ICE Denver field office confirmed that these operations aimed to apprehend over 100 members of Tren de Aragua. However, the actual number of arrests made remains unclear. Recent ICE raids began on February 6 around 6 a.m. and persisted throughout the day, with confirmed operations taking place at various locations. Raids occurred at the Cedar Run apartment complex, situated near South Quebec Street and Leetsdale Drive, in Denver. In Aurora, officers targeted the Edge at Lowry Apartments, located near East 12th Avenue and Dallas Street. Additionally, the Whispering Pines Apartments, found near East 13th Avenue and Helena Street, were also affected. The Jewel Apartments in Denver, positioned close to South Colorado Boulevard and East Mexico Avenue, also saw activity. Other targeted sites included apartments at 1451 Macon Street and the Ivy Crossing, apartments near South Quebec Street and East Harvard Avenue, both in Arapahoe County. A mobile home community near West 100th and Zuni Street in Thornton was also involved in the raids. The full impact of these raids is still unfolding, as federal agencies continue their efforts against suspected gang activity in the region.